Then he patted his stomach. That was delicious. Usually I eat a bowl of dry cereal. He rose. And now, are you ready for your tour of the zoo?
I'm ready,
Benny said promptly, jumping up from the table. I think we all are, Grandfather Olin said. Lead the way, Edward. And so, on a beautiful morning, with the sun streaming through the leaves, they walked to Marlowe's zoo. Going through the iron-grilled gates, they walked down a tree-lined path. Birds sang, and tigers rumbled. A young woman carrying a bucket walked toward them. She wore khaki knee-length shorts and a matching shirt. Edward waved.
Pat!
He shouted.
Come meet my friends!
She hurried over.
Hi,
she said.
This must be the Alden family.
A smile lit her tanned face.
Edward's been talking about your visit for weeks. This is Pat Kramer,
Edward said, introducing each of the Aldens.
Pat's the best animal keeper this side of the St. Louis Zoo. I don't know what I'd do without her.
Pat shook James Alden's hand and then each of the children's.
If I can explain anything about the animals, let me know, she offered pleasantly.
Thanks,
Benny said.
And that goes for all of us,
Henry added.
Pat smiled. I have to get back to Leona.
Leona?
Violet questioned.
Leona the lion, Pat said.
She hasn't been herself lately, so I'm giving her a special diet.
Let me know how she reacts, Edward said.
I will,
she promised, and went on her way.
Looking over the zoo, the Aldens could see that many animals were not in cages.
I think it's wonderful that many of the animals aren't behind bars,
Jessie said.
Edward, strolling along, said, Each animal has an area that is as close to its home in the wild as we can make it.
He stopped before three giraffes.
In some cases, a moat separates visitors from the animals,
Edward explained, pointing to a deep ditch between them and the long-necked giraffes, who munched contentedly on tree leaves. Once, they stopped to stare at their visitors, their soft eyes with long lashes blinking at the Aldens.
Wow! Look how tall they are,
Benny said, leaning back and looking down.
They have a longer neck than Miss Harrington, my first grade teacher.
Violet read the sign.
Grizzly bear.
Puzzled, she glanced at Edward.